State lawmakers ordered the wolf season but have left harvest quotas, zones, and licensing rules up to the DNR. The department estimates there are as many as 880 adult wolves in the state, so allowing hunters and trappers to take between 142 and 233 wolves would leave Wisconsin well above the 350 wolves called for in a 1999 management plan. DNR Wildlife Management Director Tom Haughey calls that a conservative approach.
One projection has been that if we harvested at the high end of that range of numbers, we would bring the population down to a winter count of 700-some wolves next year. In all likelihood, we'll probably not even achieve that.
Haughey says the department would vary the number of wolves that could be killed across three zones of the state, with the goal to wind up with more wolf kills in areas with lots of livestock or people. Madison Democratic Representative Brett Halsey raised concerns about the wolf hunt when the harvesting season bill was before the legislature. He says there's still a risk of increasing depredation of livestock if the lead wolf is killed.
When you take the alpha wolf out of the pack, it actually disrupts the sort of social structure of the wolves and could lead to more animal depredation.
The DNR says it's also been working on a fair harvest plan with Chippewa tribes in the far north. The DNR is currently holding public meetings on its quota plan. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.